Novelist Walter Tevis comes up with an unusual protagonist in his latest book, A Young Woman Who Becomes a Chess Champion. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Walter Tevis, the author of The Hustler and The Man Who Fell to Earth, is out with a riveting novel about the world of championship chess. It's called The Queen's Gambit. Tevis has himself been a chess player for most of his life.
I think that most people take up the game of chess in a very serious way if they have personality problems. They're trying to stay away from something else in life. At least that's what I did when I got involved in chess as a kid. I was afraid of girls. I was afraid of a lot of things. And chess was a way of getting some, getting rid of some of that anxiety by displacing it into something that was relatively safe.
And the Queen's Gambit, chess players don't always come off as being nice.
I have mixed feelings about chess players. Sometimes I think they're the dullest people in the world who play a game that convinces them that they're clever because it requires a certain amount of cerebration at a fairly high level. Other times I think they're the most wonderful people in the world. Right now I'm somewhat in between. But when I wrote my novel, I tried to take what I thought was the best thing about chess players, a certain kind of committed braininess, a kind of high-speed and aggressive intelligence, and I tried to present that in the body of a young girl.
In fact, as he wrote, Tevis became more and more caught up with the brilliance of his heroine and her struggle against drugs and booze.
There are two forms of activity that she's learning about simultaneously. One is sex, and the other one is chess. Sex makes no sense to her. It's scary, and nobody will tell her exactly what the rules are. Whereas in chess, she can penetrate, can understand, can comprehend, she can deal with it. And so she develops herself enormously well at chess, while her sexual development remains not retarded exactly, but lost in some kind of a limbo.
The tension in tournament chess is often unbearable.
There has been more competitive excitement, more aggressiveness, crackling around that dumb little high school gymnasium or third-rate hotel ballroom in which chess tournaments are being played than I've seen in any other kind of activity. I spent a lot of time in pool rooms around pool players playing for big money. I used to shoot nine ball for fairly large sums of money, and I've been around a lot of games, a lot of betting. I made my living gambling for quite a few years. Never seen the intensity and the vicious aggressiveness that chess players occasionally exhibit.
More with Walter Tevis, author of The Queen's Gambit, in my next report. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. The young tend to dominate the game of chess. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. The new novel by Walter Tevis is called The Queen's Gambit. It's about a child chess prodigy, a girl, and her struggle to become world chess champion. Tevis says chess players tend to peak in their 20s.
I remember the first time I went to a chess tournament, which wasn't until I was in my 30s, I guess. I was astonished at the youth of the people who were there, nervous, young, finger-popping kids in their late teens or early 20s dominate the games.
And because chess is so cerebral, it's a skill at which the very young can excel.
You get kids who are geniuses at mathematics, and you get kids who are geniuses at musical composition. You never get a kid genius as a poet, say. It just doesn't happen. I've read some of the young poems of Shelley. I've read some of the early poems of Hart Crane, stuff written when he was, say, 14 or 15. They're terrible.
Tevis himself played tournament chess, and he says he's below the middle rank of those rated by the American Chess Federation. The Soviets are the world's best chess players, and Tevis says for the same reason they're the best ballet dancers.
They're paid to play. They do conduct talent searches in the better schools throughout the Soviet Union. They find kids who have a chess gift.
Soviet defector Viktor Korchnoi once complained that his chess game was thrown off by psychological intimidation.
I've never heard of anybody actually hiring a person to come in and put the evil eye on a player, the sort of thing that Korchnoi has complained about. Korchnoi also complained about colored yogurt being served to his opponent to signal to him if it's yellow yogurt, move the pawn. If it's green yogurt, move the bishop, that sort of thing. I don't know. Perhaps it happens. I know that the psychological pressures in chess are enormous. One of the things that gave Bobby Fischer an edge was his overwhelming arrogance at the board and his ability to stare down almost anybody.
More with Walter Tevis, author of The Queen's Gambit, in my next report with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. As a kid, Walter Tevis hung around pool halls. That experience led to his book, The Hustler. His latest novel, The Queen's Gambit, is a gripping account of tournament chess. Its lead character is a young girl, unusual, for chess is a game dominated by men. Walter Tevis has studied most of Bobby Fischer's games, and Tevis thinks the world lost its greatest player when Fischer retired.
One thing about chess is that it's fully recordable. 19th century chess players' games are recorded move by move. So you have games of great players like Paul Morphy or Steinitz or Capablanca or Lakin and the like, and you can play through them and you can see what moves the man made. Sometimes you can't see the reasoning behind the move, but but you can see the brilliancies of former players. And you can compare them with Fisher's games, which are on record ever since he was 13 years old.
Tevis follows the games of the nation's leading players.
Yasser Seirawan is probably America's best player. There are several that are coming up close behind him. There's a young man named Joel Benjamin, who is now only about 15, I think, and who was one of these child prodigies.
Few players make a living by chess, but some, such as Walter Brown, couple chess with gambling, for example, card counting at blackjack. Tevis says he was once a compulsive gambler, but no more, and rarely does he take on a human chess opponent.
I play against a computer these days. I find the game too nerve-wracking when played against human opponents, so I have a portable, small but good chess computer.
He says electronic chess games are astonishing.
The thing's a whiz. It plays very, very good chess. It knows more openings than I know, and it never makes a mistake, and it doesn't get tired.
Walter Tevis, who has written the novel of unbelievable suspense in The Queen's Gambit. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.